Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference of the first quarter results of 2021 of Blau Farmacêutica. Today with us, we have Marcelo Hahn, CEO, Douglas Rodrigues, CFO, and Melissa Angelini, Head of Investor Relations. I would like to pass the floor to Marcelo Hahn, CEO, that will begin the presentation. Please, Marcelo, go ahead.
Thank you, Melissa. Blau morning, everyone. Thank you for your participation. It is a pleasure to be in our first results call after our IPO. Many of you already know Blau's stories, which started 33 years ago, and with the IPO at B3, it started a new cycle of growth. The IPO served to strengthen our cash flow and accelerate the execution of our strategy, now stronger with more resources and opportunities. Part of the company's management was very committed to make the IPO happen. It took a lot of time and focus. But while part of the team was focused on the IPO project, another part of the team was fully focused on the operation execution of the quarter. We had a 49% growth in the net revenue quarter on quarter. And when we look at the last 12 months, the growth was 28%, consistent with our historical growth in recent years. It is important to note that we have a very robust portfolio, and this gives us the flexibility to offer products according to the market's needs. The product mix is relevant for increasing market share in certain markets and continue with margin expansion. In the first quarter, we increased the market share with our addressable market to 34%. In other words, Blau serves one-third of the entire institutional market in which we operate, according to IQVIA MET March 21. In the IQVIA hospital segment ranking, non-retail, we are in the top 10 of the entire market, and we are the second largest national pharmaceutical industry in the ranking, very close to the first one. We saw a higher demand for some anesthetic products that contribute little to the top line, but have an impact on the margin. Anyway, in the consolidated, the impact of the margin was less than 1 percentage point from both products. When we look at the growth in terms of volume and price, about 60% of the growth came from volume. In the quarter, we had an increase of more than 60% in injectable units produced and more than 6% in solid units manufactured. This expressive growth in volume reflects all the efforts that we are making to address the issue of production capacity in the short term and also the flexibility that Anvisa granted us about changing manufacturing location and lot size for some products with greater demand in the market, upon presentation of a timetable. In the operational highlights, it is important to highlight some initiatives. P400, as many of you already know, we obtained the certification of good manufacturing practice for the P400, which the approval of the production of four APIs, alfa-epoetin, filgrastim, pegfilgrastim, and somatropin. We also continue to invest in innovation and new product development, the equivalent of 4% of our total net revenue. We had 8 new projects submitted to the sanitary agency, Anvisa, in the first quarter, and 3 new registration approval for the region. We are also making some specific improvements to expand production capacity in Cotia, Caucaia, São Paulo, in addition to adapting Blau Goiás to the Blau standard. Another very important point is our ESG agenda. In the first quarter, we moved forward with the ACG project internally. We hired and started a project with specialized consultancy to implement the company's first sustainable report, where we mapped key themes, defined the materiality matrix which we direct our efforts and elaborate the ESG strategy agenda. Yesterday, we published our first ESG report. We also invested a lot in human capital, with a team reinforcement in several key areas of the company and a line of important corporate governance issues that are constantly evolving. The results we presented here demonstrate the commitment of the entire team. We remain focused on continuing with our sustainable growth and always with the same goal in mind, to become the reference company in the health sector in Latin, to be the largest and most modern pharmaceutical industry in biotechnology and specialties in Latin America, with a broad portfolio to meet the growing demand for healthcare and continue to generate shareholders' value. Now I will call Melissa Angelini, our head of IR, to comment on our operational performances.
Thank you, Marcelo. Good morning, everyone. So going to slide four, as Marcelo mentioned, we had an expressive growth in top line with a CAGR of almost 20% from 2018 to the first quarter 21 LTM. We keep increasing production capacity to address our short-term needs, as also Marcelo explained, and supply the market. Approximately 60% of the growth came from volume. We had higher volume from Farma Limidio, now Blau Goiás, and we also had several improvements in our production lines in all the other plants here in São Paulo. Also, we managed to get an approval from Anvisa to change the lot site and production facility, which contributed to the increase in volume. In our biological lines, as expected, although we still have higher demand, we had lower sales of Immuno than the last year due to the offer restraints that you already know. With Alfaepoetina, we had higher volumes from last year and with the other products as well. When we look at the specialties business units, we also had a very good increase, impacted mainly by the recurring increasing of production capacity that we mentioned before. Also in this line, as Marcelo told you, we had a specific demand for two anesthetics that contributed to 1 percentage point to the consolidated gross margin. All the rest is the trend of the company, of the new level that the new level that the company is going to work now. Oncology is growing well. The others are impacted mainly by Botulim. As you guys know, it's a dermocosmetic, so it had less sales due to the COVID situation that we still, it's currently present here in Brazil. We continue to have high capillarity in the market. We are present in over 7,000 institutions in Brazil with a market share of 34% in our addressable market, as Marcelo mentioned. Going to slide five, when we look at our gross profit and our gross margin, we can see the same trend that we just mentioned. Having a robust portfolio is very important to us. We keep all the registration active exactly for that, because we are able to offer what the market needs exactly when they need. So in different periods of times, we offer certain products, and another period, we offer other products. We also had higher sales in the private channel. Almost 80% of our sales came from the private institutions, whereas last year was about 70%. So this also has a positive contribution to our margin. We are also delivering the dilution in COGS. As you could see in our earnings release, we had a dilution of about 660 basis points quarter over quarter. So as you can see, this is the new standard of the company. We are delivering great results due to the ongoing execution of our strategic plan, as you have been seeing throughout the quarters. With that, I will pass it over to Douglas so he can comment on our financial performance.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning, everyone. So relate for the OPEX, the same trend, the same performance as in the previous quarters. It means the sales growth is higher than the OPEX growth. And just some details about the performance of OPEX in this quarter. In terms of G&A, the increases relate for the some expenses relate to IPO process that we create a reserve in our financials. And in terms of RD&I, it's important to mention that last year in the first quarter, we launched our Center of Innovation, the Inventa. So at this quarter in 2021, it is running full in terms of the full capacity. So this expense double in comparison if the previous quarter last year. In terms of the EBITDA margin, the same trend as Melissa mentioned and also Marcelo mentioned, the performance in terms of the gross profit and also in terms of the operational level, the dilution of expense allows the company increase two more base points in comparison with the full year of 2020. Now the margin of EBITDA of the company is 36%. Last year, full year, 34%. It's the same performance in terms of the continue to expand our margins, net profit, and also EBITDA margin. Just some highlights in terms of financial expenses and net income. In terms of financial expense, it's a big evolution in terms of positive impacts in this quarter. Why? Last year, in the first quarter, we had a strong negative impact in terms of the valuation of local currency in the first quarter. This quarter is more favorable in terms of the devaluation. We still have a devaluation, but it's lower in comparison to the last quarter. And also the positive impact of our hedge contracts. So it permits in terms of the net financial expense in comparison quarter with quarter, a better performance. Of course, it permits in terms of contribute to increase of net profit margin. In terms of the quarter, is 26%, and LTM is 34% in comparison with the previous one. In terms of the CapEx in working capital, I think it's very important to mention the company continues the execution of our business plans. So the increase in terms of the total CapEx for capacity production, for intangible, in terms of the development of new products, the increase in this period, quarter versus quarter, was almost 7% increase. And also in terms of the same trend in the working capital as company initiates a new cycle of growth. So increase in terms of the level of the inventories and in terms of the accounts receivable, as we increase the participation of the private channel, it of course it increases our days of accounts receivable for this quarter. And in terms of the leverage, the current leverage of the company is 1.2. It's an increase before the IPO, but it's under control. It's more related in terms of to keep the pace of growth and new investments in capacity production and development of new products. So basically, in terms of the financial performance, this is the main comments. Now we are open, fully available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Douglas. Just so as a reminder, we are open for questions. You can ask your questions through the webcast platform. We'll give a minute to gather the questions.
So
the first question comes from Joseph Giordano from JP Morgan. So actually, there are two questions. Can you comment about the evolution of the plasma collection initiative in the US? And the other one is also, how are you seeing discussions concerning tech transfer agreements to accelerate pipeline development?
Hi, Joy. Many thanks for your question. The collection started this month in our Hemarus collection center in Florida, and we already defined the second collection center. So we will start the development of this new center. About tech transfer agreements to accelerate pipeline in development, Blau is always attentive of that, and we are making a lot of discussions. And soon we will have news about this issue. About the potential change to the regulation of blood derivative products in Brazil, as you might know, collection of plasma in Brazil is regulated by a law that says that the plasma belongs, and all the derivative of plasma belongs to the government, to the states. So changing this is a very big challenge. We don't see in a short term change on that, but there is a possibility, and we are preparing a presentation to show to the Congress members about this situation and try to persuade them to think about and discuss this opportunity of changing of the collection and the law of the plasma in Brazil.
Thank you, Marcelo. So please wait while we poll for questions. There seems to be no other questions, so I would like to thank you all. I will pass it over to Marcelo for his final consideration.
We are very happy in announce today our first results of the quarter of 21 after our IPO. We are very focused in keep the results, historical results of the company of growing and bringing value to our shareholders, and to you to know that we are very focusing and keep growing the company and bring more opportunities to the company. I would like to thank you very much to join us today. And thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.